victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Seeing Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many think Paul's ministry was a good ministry? You might have been surprised, though, if you'd have been there with him, how much like our modern-day ministries here or anywhere else it would have been. What do you mean by that? Well, you got natural life. You got natural things to do. A lot of it's just work. He must not have been seeing halos around Paul's head every day for him to say, you know, I'm through with this. I'm going to Vegas. I'm missing out on stuff. All these campaigns, preaching. And sometimes Paul goes long, man. It's common for him to go, you know, 3 hours. He has gone 8 hours. More than once. More than one instance in the book of Acts refers to him going some 7, 8, 9 hours. You thought I went long. Is it that things go so long or that people are so carnal? He said, Demas has forsaken me. He left Paul. How many know Paul is a God-called man? He's a God-anointed man. He's preaching the real gospel. He's doing a super important work. And yet this man got to the place where he wanted something else. You know, Phyllis and I, during the course of the church, we've been here long enough now where we've had a number of people come, a number of people go, and then people come back. And, you know, as leaders, I always want to check up on myself. If somebody leaves, I want to know, did we do something wrong? Did some of our people do something wrong? But again and again and again, I'm seeing people just get tired of serving God. They just want to do something else. They just rather sleep in. They'd rather stay up late and party and not come to church. They'd rather spend the money on Saturday night then give it in the offering. They just don't love the Lord. Now, there's nothing we could do to fix that. Do you understand that? I don't mean to say we've never made any mistakes, but I'm just saying so much of it does fall under this category. It's just a lack of commitment of people, not to us, not just to the church, to the Lord. The commitment to the Lord is just not there. When people tell you, well, you know, why haven't you been to church in the last 6 months? Well, you know, I like everybody at the church, but you know, I like to work in my flower beds on Sunday. That's my day. I like to get out there and just take my time. And they don't love the Lord. Did you hear me? Now, they say they do. But if you did, the Word says don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Didn't it? Among many other things. If you love him, you're going to do what he said. But people's love of their own life in this present world is the thing that's leading them away from the Lord. They love that more than they love him. And there's more than one thing in this area. John 12, you don't have to turn there, but John 12, 43 says they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. A lot of people, God, they can't see him. He's spirit. your relationship with Him is by faith. And so people they can see and hear and feel are more real to them than God. And it's more important to them that they please people than God. If you love the Lord, you're willing to please Him if it displeases other folks. If you're unwilling to displease them to obey the Lord, who do you love more? Them, no matter what you say. And that's why He said, if you love mother or father more than me, you love brother or sister, you love son or daughter, you love wife or husband more than me, and your own life more than me, what did He say? You cannot be my disciple. You can't be my disciple. You can't. And how many understand that also is saying you can't become like me in this life? Because that's what being a disciple is. Well, this is really an introduction to this series. If it's so that if you love the Lord, you're going to do His words, how many would decide in here already and say, I love the Lord? How are we going to prove it? We are going to do His words. Well, you got to know what He said. We are on a quest then. We are on a red letter expedition. What do you mean? The series is called The Words of Jesus. And we're going to start, for now at least, in the book of John. And we're going to look at every red letter. Somebody said, there's a lot of them in it. There's a lot of them. How long is that going to take? I don't know. Really doesn't matter. We're going to look at every red letter. Every red letter. How many understand? It doesn't get any more important than Jesus. And it doesn't get any more important than what Jesus said. I think so many times folks have gotten distracted and they're majoring on the minors and they're spending all this time and effort on this and that, and it's a trick of the enemy to keep you away from emphasizing Jesus and doing what He said do. Let's major on the majors. Let's emphasize the important. We're going to ask ourselves three questions at every red letter we see. Number one, do we know who is talking? Do we know who is saying this? Do we know who He is? Do we know how important He is? Do we know it's the Master? Do we know it's the head of the church? Do we know who's speaking? Secondly, do we understand what He's saying to us? Do we understand what He's telling us to do? To a true disciple, when the Lord speaks, it's not, are we going to do it? It's just, how do we do it? How do I put this into practice? How do I implement this? Not, am I going to do it? That should already be settled. How am I going to do it? So we're believing God for revelation and understanding in every one of these red letter passages. We're going to acknowledge this is important. The Master said it. I love Him. I'm going to prove it. How many know what number three would be? Am I doing it? Am I doing this? And if you're not, do I love Him? If I love Him, I'm going to do it. And if I love Him and I do it, what happens next? He will manifest. Oh. All the stuff we've been praying about and looking about from all these other, the move of God, the manifestations of the Spirit, it's all right here. Amen. It's all right here. And it's futile for us to beg for it. He told us what to do. Do it, and I'll manifest myself to you. I'm excited. Because we're going to camp on it, and we're going to look at it, we're going to hear it, we're going to do it. And tell me what's going to happen when we do it. What's going to happen? He's going to manifest himself. You can go ahead and advertise it to your friends and tell them, man, Jesus is manifesting himself to us. We are having the move of God. Glory to God. Could you cut it off? Could you stop it? Yeah, by getting passive and seeing things and refusing to do them, or putting it off, or procrastinating, and reasoning and wrangling. Then what will happen? God will cease to be as real to you. Jesus will cease to be as real to you. You'll get colder. Things will get duller. Things will get harder. And you just keep not doing and not doing and not doing. He can be as distant to you as like an unsaved person. I'm unwilling to live that way. How about you?
That's right.
I am unwilling to live that kind of life. It's not the will of God. I don't have to. I'm not satisfied with Him being as real to me as He has been. I'm thankful for it, but I'm not satisfied with Him. How about you? I'm not willing to stay where I am in the revelation of the Lord. I'm not willing to stay where I am in the measure of His reality to me. I must have more. I said I must have more. He must be more real to me. I must see more of Him. I must experience more of Him. And I see now there's no need in me begging, Lord, show yourself to me. Oh, I want to see you. That's ignoring what He said. He told me exactly how I can see more of Him. Didn't He? So what are we going to do? We're going to look at what He said. We're going to listen to what He said. When I say, okay, turn to chapter 1 in John, you're going to look at it, and when you see red letters, you're going to go, oh, red letters. Come on, show me how you're going to do it. Show me. Oh, red letters. Red letters. I'm not just being silly. Show me again. We go. Oh, red letters. It's the Master talking. It's the Master. Then what are we going to do? What did He say? What does that mean? How does that apply to me? How do I do that? And as soon as you know, you put her in gear. You let out on the clutch. You press the accelerator. You do it. You put it into practice. And now tell me what else happens? What happens after that? He manifests Himself. He becomes more real to you. You see a part of Him you never saw before. Oh, glory to God. Is anything more important than this? No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeing Jesus, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.